Hi, it's David Oakes. Glad you tuned into Visionary Fundraising. Today we're talking about how you don't catch fish with strawberries and cream. We're reading through Mega Gifts by Gerald Panis. Good day for you to have tuned in. Stay tuned. Fundraisers struggle to find the strategies and the confidence they need to see their mission fully funded. I help fundraisers lean into their visionary capacity, say thank you, tell stories, and get happy all the way to the bank. Stay tuned for today's show. Today's show is brought to you by the book Visionary Fundraising. Stop chasing, start attracting the money you need. For over a year, I've dedicated myself to writing down everything you need to be challenged to in order to double, triple, quadruple, and more the income that you receive as a visionary. You can buy my book today at Amazon.com for $19.99, or for you digital readers, got a good deal for you. Go click the link in the show notes, go to my website, and you can buy the digital version for $4.99. Stop chasing, start attracting the money you need. In the book Mega Gifts, Who Gives Them, Who Gets Them by Gerald Panis, he says one of his favorite stories is of Dale Carnegie, who recounted going fishing. He went fishing every year in Maine, every summer. And he said, "I'm very fond of strawberries and cream, but I find for some strange reason, fish prefer worms. I don't bait the hook with strawberries and cream. Rather, I dangle a worm or a grasshopper in front of the fish and I say, wouldn't you like to have that?" And then Gerald challenges us in his book, why not use the same common sense as Dale Carnegie when you're fishing for the gift? When you're fishing for folks to give you money to fund the mission that you've been put here to carry out. He says that securing money, securing a large gift, is often the case of good marketing. Marketing is the gracious art of helping men and women realize their most noble aspirations. But to win them over, you have to use the time-tested marketing adage, give them more and more of what they want, and less and less of what they don't want. Gerald has interviewed 50 of these folks who have at least given $1 million. Gosh, many of them have given tens of millions through their lifetime. And they open up to Gerald and just tell them how that fundraisers come to them and instead of listening to them about their interests and their values and their passion, they try to get them to give, 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 give. Here's why you ought to give to us. And these donors, these major donors, they just feel like they're fish and the fundraiser is trying to catch them by giving them what they love. And he says, Gerald says, good marketing means melding your passion and dream to the donor's most inner desire. And that's, you get that by listening. You listen to what the donor's hopes and aspirations are for the organization. I've given a whole chapter to this in my book. In chapter 11, it's step one in my visionary fundraising process, and it's to become the attractive expert. Donors have a major problem that requires your help. Most fundraisers don't realize that donors have a problem that requires a solution. People with resources have had this struggle throughout history. And when you realize the struggle, you'll approach them differently. It has to do with you going to them with what you love, or you going to them with what they love. Aristotle in 360 BC said, "To give away money is an easy matter and in any man's power, but to decide to whom to give it and how large and when and for what purpose is neither in every man's power nor an easy matter." Here's Aristotle 360 BC saying, "I struggle with who, what, when, and for how much should I give?" Donors have a problem that you can solve, and their problem has to do with connecting their giving with their deeply held values. And when you go to them with their deeply held values, when you understand those, you have baited the hook with a nice juicy worm, and they're a fish. They just gobble you up. How does that happen? It starts by you intimately understanding their struggle, and then you can position yourself to help them find solutions. Understanding donors don't give to you, they give to their values, will help you to go to them with their values on a hook. I'm telling you, they will bite that thing knowing there's a hook underneath it, because that's a worm they're looking for. That's the bait they're looking for. Donors struggle. You gotta believe me here. Donors struggle to find organizations that clearly articulate, align, and live out their values. When a donor finds an organization that articulates their values, that lives out their values, they will bankrupt themselves. They'll give you their time. They'll give you their talent. They'll give you their influence. They'll give you their treasure. There's nothing they won't do for you when your organization matches their values. So how does that happen? Number one, you want to create a profile. I give a whole chapter that this is part of step one, becoming the attractive expert. In the visionary fundraising model that I teach, you want to clearly articulate your values, the values that align with your donors' values, and the result, it's engagement. You want to tell stories that articulate those values, and they'll give like crazy. They're not giving to you. They're giving to those values that you're putting out there. You don't just ask for money. You ask for money to support the values that whatever you're raising money for represents. It's a big, big difference. So you want to have a donor avatar, a donor profile. You just want to write down the attitudes that your donors have in common toward your cause. What are the attitudes, common words or phrases that they use to describe what you do? Are there values they hold in common? Are there common worries? Are there experiences that they share? You should know your donor. If you want to know what they're, ask them. If you meet with them, just say, "Would you share with me? I know you've given us some money in the past. What other charities do you support?" Oh my gosh, they'll love to tell you. What do all those charities have in common? That's the value that your donors are giving to. So this is my show today is, don't try to catch fish with strawberries and cream. Don't try to attract donors to give to your cause by telling them what matters to you. You want to already know before you approach them what matters to them and show them how what matters to them is supported in your mission. They'll give to you like crazy. That's my show for today. Glad you tuned in. Don't forget who you are. You're amazing. You're powerful. You're a visionary. You see a world that doesn't exist. You're calling for folks to join you. You're not just raising money. You are creating a movement. Keep going. See you next time.